conclusion, I want to end on a positive note. I have published these extracts from the works of Robert Purnell because I am convinced that such teaching needs to be heard in our generation and in generations to come. I am delighted to have been able to let this man long dead put before us some of the sweet truths which lie at the heart of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Appreciating, experiencing, and preaching such truths are essential for the saving of sinners, for the comfort, assurance, and progressive sanctification of saints, and thus for the glory of God. Consequently, the debate over New Covenant theology cannot be confined to academe, nor can it be the preserve of those who enjoy, as a hobby, theological debate. As I have just observed, vital issues are at stake, issues which affect the eternal welfare of the souls of countless men and women alive today, and those who are yet to be born.